The body has a number of general or non-specific defenses to stop pathogens multiplying inside it. The skin covers most of the body and is a physical barrier to pathogens. It also secretes antimicrobial peptides to kill microorganisms. If the skin is damaged, a clotting mechanism takes place in the blood, preventing pathogens from entering the site of the wound. Tears contain enzymes called lysozymes. Lysozymes break down pathogen cells that might otherwise gain entry to the body through tear ducts. Hairs in the nose trap particles that may contain pathogens. Tubes in the respiratory system, trachea, and bronchi are lined with special epithelial cells. These cells either produce a sticky liquid mucus that traps microorganisms or have tiny hairs called cilia that move the mucus up to the mouth where it is swallowed. The stomach produces hydrochloric acid, which kills microorganisms. Have a look at the diagram at the bottom of page 36. Another non-specific defense makes use of phagocytes, which are a type of white blood cell. They move around in the bloodstream and body tissues searching for pathogens. When they find pathogens, they engulf and digest them in a process called phagocytosis. The body is also able to make use of specific defenses. Have a look at the diagram at the top left of page 37. White blood cells called lymphocytes recognize molecular markers on pathogens called antigens. Antigens are molecular markers on a pathogen cell membrane that acts as a recognition point for antibodies. The lymphocytes produce protein antibodies that lock onto the antigens on the cell surface of the pathogen cell. The immobilized cells are clumped together and engulfed by phagocytes. Other white blood cells produce antitoxins that neutralize the poisons produced from some pathogens. Every pathogen has its own unique antigens. Lymphocytes make antibodies specifically for a particular antigen. This is shown in the example diagram at the bottom left of page 37. Now let's look at how active immunity is achieved in the body. Once lymphocytes recognize a particular pathogen, the interaction is stored as part of the body's immunological memory through memory lymphocytes. These memory cells can produce the right antibodies much quicker if the same pathogen is detected again, therefore providing future protection against the disease. The process is called the secondary response and is part of the body's active immunity. Active immunity can also be achieved through vaccination. The graph on page 37 shows how the levels of antibodies change over the course of an infection. Investigating the growth of pathogens in the laboratory involves culturing microorganisms. This presents hazards that require a risk assessment. A risk assessment involves taking into account the severity of each hazard and the likelihood that it will occur. Any experiment of this type involves thinking about risks in advance. You can see an example of a risk assessment table at the bottom of page 37.